WX2 PGR is KD2 AIT. WX2 PGR, Paul, are you going to do the net tonight or am I? This is KD2 AIT. Alright, give me one more shout. WX2 PGR, this is KD2 AIT. Do you copy? Good evening, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located on Jackson Hill, 2.5 miles outside of Boomville. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Is there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KA2VLA.
WB2RUQ.
Okay, there's three to start. Alright, we'll start with KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. Hope you're staying dry up there. What's going on tonight?
Well, we are getting a little rain, but it's not very hard. It sprinkled a little bit through the day, and again around 5, and then it's kind of been somewhat steady this evening. Then we got up to about 68, 69 for a high, and right now we're down to 59.5. So we're just about close to 60 degrees. I didn't even look to see where I was supposed to go down to tonight. Yeah, well, anyway, 7-3's all around. Of course, hi to Clint there and everybody else. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. We're up here at camp, and we've had intermittent rain here. At some points, it's been kind of heavy, and then it kind of clears out. I was able to grab a snapshot of the radar there. It looks like most of our rain should be done for a while here tonight, so boys are out there by the campfire, finally. We have a current temperature here of 55 degrees. It feels a lot warmer than it did last night, so we already have the wood stove going, though. That's, it's a little, when it gets damp up here and it starts to drop down the temperature a little bit, it feels colder than it really is. But all right, Jack, thanks for checking in, and stay dry up there, and we'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, it hasn't been too busy a day. Went to funeral service for a friend. They had luncheon afterwards, so we were there for 2 hours or 2.5 hours. And I come back and watch the Yankees struggle and lose. And then we had a family birthday party tonight for my wife, celebrating her birthday. We just got back from that. So that's the way the day went. A lot of food, not much work. But it was a nice day. You have a nice day up to camp, too.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, sounds like you had a busy one there today. Yeah, we've had a good day up here at camp. We had some little projects here to get done, and the boys went squirrel hunting, and the squirrels won, but they had a good time anyway. And we had to get the roof on the woodshed today. That was the big goal, and we got that done. We had a temporary one up there, but it wasn't what we really wanted, so we got the finished roof on today, so we're kind of happy about that. But, yeah, camp's nice up here. It's a little wet right now, but it's not too bad. And the only thing I haven't been able to do was go out and take a nice long hike, which is something I wanted to do, but it just wasn't in the cards here for this weekend. So, all right, Clint, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. We'll turn over to WB2RUQ, my father there, John, on Echolink, down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ, here in the former home of the late Henry Hudson. 67 degrees. Sprinkling up in Saugerties. Gloria and I were up there, grabbed the dinner up in Saugerties and came back down, and I don't think we got anything more than sprinkles, if any at all, down here. So far, so good. Uncle Clint's still listening. Tell Aunt Betty I said happy birthday. And that's about it, Jeff. Nothing else going on. Glad you guys are having a good time up at the camp. So I'll turn it back to you. WB2RUK.
Okay, it sounds like you had a good Saturday there anyway. And, we're having a good time up here. And I didn't know it was Betty's birthday, but if so, there, happy birthday, Betty. And here's to many more. So, yeah, we're hanging out up here. We're not doing much. We had a kind of a long day, so we're just stretching out. We, too, we listened to the game up here today, too, and because it happened to be raining during most of that. And so we are inside here listening to it on the radio, listening to them get beat up again. Three games in a row, they've gotten kind of demolished here. It's really not a it's almost put the nail in their coffin for the season here. So, well, we'll see what happens. All right, thanks for checking in, Dad. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, I think I've already said everything that we did here. We just had a bunch of little projects, a lot of little camp tinkering and stuff. We had a stove here. We have a little propane stove for inside the camp here, and you know, it hasn't been really cleaned out in about a year, you know. So, it's got grease on it and whatever. You know, there's things that happen to propane stoves. We dragged that out today and got that outside. And we went over it there with a scrub brush and got that all cleaned up. That was one of them projects I just wanted to get done before winter got here. And we did get a chance to try out the shower again, and, boy, that's working nice. Although at one point it got so hot, I nearly burned myself in that thing, so I had to turn it down. And I'm really looking forward to next year's project with that, where we make a official shower room here instead of what we got set up here now. But other than that, it's a nice, relaxing evening. It seems like the rain is, according to the radar, is done for a good portion of the night. So we're looking forward to hanging out by the campfire. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening there. How did your day go up there in the repeater shack, and what else is going on?
We got 58 degrees, and repeater shack looks good. Made a couple of rearranged the wiring a little bit so that it was easier to test the battery backup. Batteries checked out fine, same as last year, so they're good to go. And I didn't see any leaks, and just out in the shop right now trying to get my 27-year-old one-ton, six-passenger Volkswagen truck ready for the car show tomorrow. Model A Club's having the their yearly car show in Wampsville, and it's always a must-go. It's quite a wonderful selection of automobiles. I'm always amazed at some of the stuff that shows up if the weather's good. So if it's not raining, it's the place to be tomorrow. Judging starts at noon. Looking forward to that.
Oh, Roger that. Have you happened to hear what the weather is supposed to be like tomorrow?
Darn tootin' cold. I think it's here in Bloomfield, it's only supposed to hit a high of 59 or 60. But this rain should pass. And, of course, behind it's a cold front. Supposed to see 80s by the middle of next week, but supposed to be a cold one tomorrow, but it's supposed to be sunny and cold, so I guess sunny and cold's okay. it won't be long before we consider 60 degrees not cold. So, we'll take what we can get.
Roger that. I hear what you're saying. I'll take sunny weather. I don't care about the temperature so much right now, as long as it's not freezing. But, I know they were calling for a frost there, was it, two nights ago, and it didn't happen anywhere near my garden anyway. Hopefully we can get through here a little while longer and let the stuff keep growing there in the garden. All right, Ray, thanks for checking in, and have a good time there at the show tomorrow. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yeah, one more comment.
Go ahead.
Last year, they didn't want to let me in. They said that one of my vehicles wasn't old enough. I was towing the electric car, which now it's 39 years old. At the time, it was 38. But I was towing it with my Volkswagen camper, and the Volkswagen camper was only 22 years old. Apparently, you got to have a vehicle 25 years old or older to get in.
Well, you figure, I mean, you're not allowed to even have the one you're towing it in there with to be a little older. You think with a camper, they give you a little break, at least on that.
No, they have a strict policy. Nothing inside the show under 25 years old. But then when I mentioned I was with the Volkswagen Club, they said, oh, you guys are a bunch of nuts anyway. And they let me in.
Okay, copy that. All right. Well, good luck with that tomorrow. And oh, by the way, my uncle finally shipped me up a box more, another box of them LED lights. So we've been playing around with them up here at camp. This string he sent me, they're a little bit different than those ones that I showed you. They don't have that hole in the center where you can drive a screw through and mount them on things. You can see what they were used for previously. They have the sticky tape on the back of them, you know, what's left of them. But they have three LED lights in them. It seems like they're newer because they draw much less power than the older ones did. But I just put up a string of them here above the desk here at camp. And they light up the whole thing, and they barely even register on the voltmeter here when you're looking at, you know, the readout here on the inverter.
That's what you want, lots of light and not so much electricity.
Roger that. Well, you also sent me up a string that are red, and I figured I might use that one there for lighting up the outside there in the so they don't attract any bugs in the summertime. So, something to play with anyway. He sent me up a box, and I got them here, and I'm not really trying to mess with them too much until later in the season when I snowshoe in here or snowmobile in here in the wintertime. That's kind of a good project to do inside and on a snowy day. But all right, Ray, thanks for the comment, and again, have a good time there tomorrow at the show. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular air, which you use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, John, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
The United County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon, currently being held on the 145-17. I do hold traffic for the Bowenville repeater here. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Over.
Sir. KD2 AIT, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NDU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, Jeff, don't go away, I've got traffic for you tonight. KD2AIT and KC2NBU, Jeff and Ray. Thank you both for checking out. Anyone else for Acton? Sue's KB2KOJ for Acton. Acton currently being held on a 145.17. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Okay, KB2AIT, you ready to copy, Jeff?
Roger, ready to copy.
NBU, ready? Ready. Okay, very good. This is the Acton report that we send in every month, and I'd like to keep this on the stations here to check into Acton, and you people support Acton, so it is much appreciated, so we want to send you the report. Common parts routine. Here comes the traffic. Common parts routine. KA2ZZ 10. Liverpool, New York, September 1. Break. August Acton report. Stations. Figure 772. Traffic 264. Sessions 31. 73 break mark. KB2KOJ. Assistant net manager Acton. And that was the end of the comment. Anyone needs help? Okay, KB2AIT. You checked in first. You'll be message number 227.
Copy, 227.
Okay, very good, Jeff and I appreciate your support all the time. KC2NBU, yours will be number 228.
Copy, 228.
Okay, very good. Like to put the traffic out on the satellites here, repeaters that we check to give people idea what's going on with Acton as far as the traffic and things. So check-ins are much appreciated and support Acton. We do appreciate it. Are there anyone else wishing to sign in to Acton? Okay, nothing else in it. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And I'll say 7-3 to all. KB2KOJ is clear.
Have a good one, KD2AIT.
Yep, you too, Jeff. Take care. Have a good night. KB2KOJ, correct.